This is an RNIB talking book.
The Veiled One by Ruth Rendell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Veiled One. Chapter 1. The woman was lying dead on the floor when he came in. She was already dead and covered up from head to toe, but Wexford only knew that afterwards, not at the time. He looked back and realized the chances he had missed, but it was useless doing that. He hadn't known, and that was all. He had been preoccupied, thinking of an assortment of things. His wife's birthday present that was in the bag he carried, modern architecture, yesterday's gale which had blown down his garden fence, this car park that he was entering from the descending lift. Even the lift was not as other lifts elsewhere, being of rattling grey metal, undecorated except by graffiti. Irregular printing from whose letters the red paint had dripped like trails of blood informed him that someone called Steph was a diesel dyke. He wondered what that meant. Wondered, too, where he could look it up. The lift was going down, into the bowels of the earth, he thought, and there was something intestine-like about this place, with its winding passages and its strictly one-way direction. Perhaps, though, it was better to excavate for this purpose than to erect above the ground, especially as any extraneous building would inevitably have been in the style of the shopping centre itself, ramparts, perhaps, or the walls...